News Talk 1620 WTAW. Once again, a big payday for vehicle burglars in the Bryan College Station area. More from the Chief Deputy of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Jim Stewart. 14 separate locations east of Bryan, 20 vehicles, all unlocked, were hit last night and early this morning on Twin Creek Circle, Grassboro Road, Woodglen Circle, Steep Hollow Road, Timberwild Drive, C6 Ranch Road, Falcon Crest Drive, Hidden Trail, and Ethan Lane.
Started off very busy for our patrol deputies, and then shortly thereafter, investigators were brought on board, too, to handle the number of calls that we were receiving. The final count, so far at least, you know, some people may not have discovered that they've been burglarized yet, but the count as of a few minutes ago was 14 different residences. Vehicles parked in and around their residence were struck last night, probably sometime between midnight and 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, people going into their vehicles and taking items of value.
Is there a general geographic area where all this happened?
Yeah, it's pretty much the area down where Grassboro, Elma Whedon, Timberwild, what we call the Eastern Zone, Patrol Zone, the southeast part of the county, is where all these incidents occurred. And it, for the most part, the vehicles were unlocked, as you and I have discussed many times, and they just go along pulling handles, finding one that's unlocked, rummage through the interior, grabbing anything of value, and off they go.
While everybody is asleep, or were any residents awakened by the unusual activity?
No, it appears that one of them, the resident, had gotten up early to go work out, and he may have caused them to go elsewhere when they discovered that somebody was awake at that early hour. This is about 4 o'clock this morning.
So this is rinse and repeat, but let's remind folks about the things to do to reduce your chances of losing property.
Right. You and I have talked about this so many times. Is if you know, people are comfortable in the county, and I'm happy for that. The drawback is, however, if you're going to leave your vehicle unlocked, don't leave anything of value in there. Do not leave weapons in there. Do not leave electronics in there. Don't leave cash in there. It's too great of a risk. It's a crime of opportunity in many cases, and very difficult to track these folks down. But we're working real hard to find out who did these.
You just mentioned three general categories of things that get taken. Is that basically what's reported missing?
Basically, yeah. At this point, I don't want to go into great detail about what was taken, but yeah, you can safely assume that's the three categories that were affected.
And for those, again, who live in suburban and rural areas, anything else as far as lighting and video and, I suppose, Have a German Shepherd out there, I suppose.
Well, that's always good. But, you know, several of the folks out here, do have video surveillance systems, exterior lighting, particularly motion-activated exterior lighting, so it doesn't disturb you at night. Are all not bad ideas. As the county becomes more urbanized and the rural parts of the county become more urbanized, I'm afraid, you know, there's a high possibility we'll see more of this sort of activity.
Something else I just thought of, too, to remind folks, if they are up and around before sunrise in the morning, be aware of surroundings and notice any unusual activity.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of residents that go to work early, either their businesses or their jobs, and they're out and about very, very early in the morning. If they'll just, anything that's out of place, we always encourage a phone call to 911, an SPO call, we call it, suspicious person. We welcome those calls, and we will certainly go out and check it out because it's, you know, we can't be everywhere, and our residents' eyes and ears are very, very important to us.
Thanks again to Jim Stewart, Chief Deputy of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, for the update on last night's round of vehicle burglaries. Again, 14 locations, 20 vehicles in all. All the vehicles were unlocked. The locations, again, on Ethan Lane, Hidden Trail, Falcon Crest Drive, C6 Ranch Road, Timberwild Drive, Steep Hollow Road, Woodglen Circle, Grassboro Road, and Twin Creek Circle. Anyone who may have been in that area between midnight and 6 this morning and may have noticed anything unusual, asked to call the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 979-361-4980, or Brazos County Crime Stoppers, 979-775-TIPS. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.